Hi, Cyril. It's very nice to have you in the studio today. Can you give our listeners a brief introduction of yourself?
Hi, guys. My name is Cyril. Today, I feel so glad to come to SBS and share about my experience about Chinese paper cutting today.
So can you give us a very brief history of paper cutting, especially Chinese paper cutting?
So Chinese paper cutting was first developed from Wei Jing period of time. So the development of religious and folk custom activities propelled the rise of paper cutting. So during the Eastern Jing dynasty, it was a popular folk practice to create the paper cut lotus flowers as the offerings to Buddha on the Nirvana day. And during the festivals, the Buddhists would also create like paper cuts made of silk fabric in the form of flowers and leaves to decorate the Buddha. Another popular period of time is Tang Dynasty. During Tang Dynasty, there was some paper cutting. They were just like different colors. In contemporary arts, we often see paper cutting red color, but during that time there are different colors. So and the Tang Dynasty's paper cuts was unearthed from the Dunhuang Mogao grottos, and now it's being collected to exhibit in the British Museum.
Yeah, sounds very interesting. I know you are originally from Nanjing. Does your interest of paper cutting stem from your heritage?
Exactly. So I'm from Nanjing. It's the Asian capital of six dynasties. And it's also currently the capital of Jiangsu province. So if you have the plan to visit Nanjing, you will see a lot of like historical relics, such as the rock, the stone sculptures, the silk, and also a lot of delicious cuisines over there. And Chinese paper cutting has different styles. For Nanjing paper cutting, it features flowers within flowers, themes within themes, and we also have like really delicate patterns. So if you want to identify what kinds of paper cutting is Nanjing style, if you have a look, some of the north part of China, their paper cuts are more like symmetrical, but Nanjing paper cutting is like in the middle. It is quite flexible, and the patterns with its own aura. So when you see it, you know that, oh, it's quiet, beautiful, delicate, and it's also like multi-layered styles.
Yeah, sounds really beautiful. So, Cyril, I know you are running a few workshops in Melbourne trying to teach locals more about Chinese paper cutting, and currently we're in the Year of the Dragon. Do you have any dragon-themed paper cuts to share with us?
Yes, actually today I bring two different kinds of dragon. The first one is just like a basic patterns. So for beginners, it's easier to practice and warm up their feelings and experience of using scissors. And another one is my current experiment, because I want to integrate the Nanjing paper cutting into some like historical features, but also combine with my own previous mixed media practice. So I combine different things into this pattern. It's more contemporary.
So what's the reception of Westerners about paper cutting? Do they like it or are they interested about it?
So from my previous workshops, I introduced the history of Chinese paper cutting, especially Nanjing paper cutting, to my audiences who are from like different culture backgrounds. and they were quite interested in, oh, they didn't know that the paper cutting was originally from China, and they didn't even know, like, Nanjing paper cutting was originated from six dynasties. And so it's a long history, and during this period of time, they developed different styles. And so when they moved to try how to use scissors to do paper cutting, they feel really challenged because this is their first time to use scissors. Normally, we see people use craft knives because it's easier to cut, but scissors, you need to use more fingers to control the strands to get the patterns really detailed. And so only some of them try to continue use the scissors, and the rest of others give up.
And keep using craft knives.
Yeah, but I feel really good. At least they've experienced about the feeling of using scissors. For those masters who are really good at paper cutting, they use scissors more than craft knives. Generally, for almost all the patterns, they use scissors.
So what's your plan for the new year? Are you going to have more experiment with paper cutting to create more patterns of your own?
Yes. So today, I also bring my own design for the Year of Dragon. So it's actually inspired from the so during Six Dynasties, we have like the stone sculptures, and on the surface of the stone sculptures, there are some patterns of dragon. So I try to integrate those patterns into my own designs, but also make it like really simple and obvious to see. And because I also tried some different media, like painting, photography, printmaking, and also digital arts. So in the future, my development will be integrate the paper cutting into my contemporary art practice.
Very happy to have you here, and thank you for sharing your experience with us. Thank you.
Thank you.